To Funny You Should Ask, the podcast of Belmont Wesley Fellowship. I'm David Hollis, the campus minister of Belmont Wesley, and I want to welcome you to this new format for our podcast that we're launching. We've been discussing different things that we could do and talk about, and this is sort of what we've landed on, at least for now. And I want to explain more about that today and hopefully entice you to listen to our podcast regularly. We're hoping that it will be available for you to subscribe to it so that you will get all the new episodes. I'm a big podcast nerd, and I've started in the past few years listening to several at the same time, and I can't stand it when I'm out of new episodes and I don't have anything to listen to, although that generally forces me to try something new, ask my friends what they're listening to. So I hope that if you're in any way interested in that at all, that you'll listen to this podcast. We also want to offer this podcast as a gift to churches and church leaders who are seeking to be in ministry with college students and young adults. As a campus ministry, we are all the time and exist to be in ministry with college students and young adults, but we're also really careful to say that we are not a church and that we're not trying to be a church, and that churches do different things and are different in their DNA of who they are and how they work and how they function. And we want all of our students to connect and form deep relationships with local churches while they're at Belmont, while they're in grad school, if they go to grad school, or in the years after they're done with school and starting their career, starting a family, whatever they're doing. And yet we've noticed that a lot of churches do tend to struggle with that age group, and there are churches that I've been a part of and know that have amazing children's ministries and youth ministries, and they pour tons of resources and dollars and everything into those ministries. And then when students graduate high school, there's really no attention paid to them. There's nothing for them. There's no next step. And so a lot of students in those years sort of drop out of church. They kind of see graduating from high school as graduating from church. And then maybe they'll come back years later when they are starting a family and they want someplace to bring their kids or something. But maybe also they won't. And more we're seeing people just not come back. And so part of the reason that we're hosting this podcast is to look at those questions of what's going on with students, what do churches need to know about students, what are assumptions that churches make about students. And so we're calling it Funny You Should Ask because that's our response to churches, is that when you're wondering about these kinds of questions and have the questions, we want you to ask them, and we want you to ask the students themselves, not just me, a person who's 36 years old and who has been a part of the church my whole life and just has it in my DNA to always be connected with the church. I can translate to you, and I can sort of tell you some things that are going on, but I think the best thing that I can do is share this microphone with our students, who get to tell you for themselves what's going on, what they're thinking, what they're facing, what kind of questions they have. What's it like to show up at a church for the first time? Maybe you've never really done that yourself, and you have no idea what it's like to experience that. So part of why we're offering this is to say, it's funny you should ask that question. Here's a student who can share more about that with you. Another hope that we have is that this podcast will actually be funny. And this is one of the things that we think is missing, or at least I think is missing, from tons and tons of churches right now. That churches and a lot of Christians take themselves way too seriously. They just generally don't seem to make it look like having anything to do with God is any fun at all. Sometimes they make it look like life is really awful, and they even look miserable when they're in church. And so I'm one of those people that says, what's the point in that? Like, why would you go to something voluntarily and spend an hour or 2 hours or whatever of your week just looking pained and awful? And no offense to dentists, but like, you're at the dentist. Like, church is actually supposed to be fun and funny, and life with God is supposed to be joyous and amazing and uplifting. And that's one of the things we seek to do in our campus ministry, is to make fun of each other, to have fun together, and to realize that life is really, really hard. And especially it can be super hard when you're a young adult or a student. You face a lot of challenges. You face a lot of uphill battles. And you don't need a God who's angry with you, or a God who's angry in general, or a God who wants to send you to hell. You need a God who laughs with you and laughs at you and created you to be ridiculous and to own that. And actually, our students are amazing at making fun, especially of me, but of making fun of each other, of making fun of life when life is ridiculous, of just calling things what they are. And so we're going to hopefully experience that here. You're going to hear a lot of sarcasm. You're going to hear a lot of cynicism. But almost all of it is going to be in good fun. We'll let you know when we're being really super serious about something. And generally, you'll know. So we hope that this will be a good listen. We hope that it will inspire you to ask questions. And again, to reach out to students, to reach out to the people that you're not connecting with, whoever that is, and to sit down and ask questions and talk to them and realize it's okay to be honest with each other about where we are. So these next few podcasts that we're going to do are going to be focused on church and what students are looking for in a home church or in a church that they're at while they're a student away from home. Some of their answers might surprise you. You may think that you have it all figured out and you know exactly what college students want or don't want in a church. I thought that I knew that at one time too, but then I started asking them and talking to them and actually listening, and I found that I was pretty wrong about my assumptions. So hopefully this will give you a flavor of what our students are like and some of these questions as we delve into them. We would love for you to let us know your own questions that you have and to send us those questions and ideas for topics to cover with our students. You can email us any of those topics or questions or comments and follow-ups, like, I really hate your voice and I wish, you know, you would jump off of something or whatever. You can email any of those comments to us at BelmontWesleyFellowship@gmail.com. We also would love it if you would consider a gift. We're doing this podcast for free, but obviously we're spending time, we're spending resources, and also our ministry relies on donations and supporters. We're very thankful that we have amazing donors and that all of our basic needs are always covered. But anything you'd like to give can go to help our student experiences and for our students to have more trips, more retreats, more of the different creative ways of serving God that they're called to. So you can go to our website, belmontwesley.org, and click on the Give to BWF tab, and that will take you to a place where you can make a donation if you're interested. Thank you so much for listening to this. I hope you'll listen to future podcasts. I hope you'll interact with us and let us know what you think, and especially let us know your questions. And until next time, hopefully you can hear the children on the playground behind me destroying everything that there is. Bye-bye.